T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Emily Cummins, who is with Visit Bucks County, and we're talking about the first ever Bucks County Food and Wine Festival. So, Emily, how did this come to be?
Well, so it came from Parks, and Parks was really involved with developing some strong food and wine events in Bucks County, and that is largely in part due to the fact that Bucks County itself has such a strong tie-in with food, with all the farms that we have, and it's more than farm-to-table, it's person-to-person. So, you have just these really great restaurants that are digging into their roots into the area in Bucks County and providing these amazing seasonal menus. So Parks was looking for, you know, they have the space at the Excite Center, and they were looking for, you know, the time and the season and just the great opportunity to bring such a huge event like this to Bucks County. So that's how we got the first Food and Wine Festival here.
You guys were like, yeah,
yeah,
let's
do it. Oh my gosh, absolutely. We're so excited. You know, there's some really exciting things that are going to be on top for that. We have 19 local restaurants, but in addition to that, there's also local breweries, local wineries, and then the West Coast and international wineries. So we're really excited. Some of those restaurants are going to be Akira, Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar, Logan Inn, Nectar, Okamaki, which I like, Time Bar and Grill. And then Parks has its own really great lineup, including the Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill, Bamboo Noodle House, and more.
What does it mean to Bucks County to have a food and wine festival? This is going to be an annual thing, even though this is an inaugural event.
So it's really about introducing new audiences to Bucks County. I think a lot of people realize that we're kind of Philadelphia's neighbor and really close to New York City, but getting a sense of the area and what it has to offer more than just, you know, those beautiful country drives.
Like you said, there are a lot of farms out there.
Yeah.
We don't always think of it because it's so close to Philadelphia and Philadelphia's a city.
Absolutely. I mean, so something that really ties into this is like the Bucks County Ice Cream Trail. The Bucks County Ice Cream Trail specifically focuses on Bucks County creameries that make their own ice cream. Like, oh, wow, cow. They're going to be using seasonal ingredients. They're using, you know, fresh lavender from the farms out here, milk from the cows out here. They're really digging into the roots of Bucks County to deliver just amazing, delicious menus. So that's not part of the Food and Wine Festival, but I think that's part of kind of like the whole, just the spirit of Bucks County. Harvest Seasonal Grill and Wine Bar, they were a part of Restaurant Week. It was really successful our second year with a Visit Bucks County Restaurant Week. And their entire menu is farm to table, seasonal cooking. And so even though they have more than 15 locations, you know, and that's in Pennsylvania, but also in other states, they source all of their menus from local farms and local meat producers and, you know, just really connect to the community. So I think that's the biggest thing that Visit Bucks County and Parks really want to get across with the new Food and Wine Festival.
Tell me about the connection to Food Network celebrity chef Mark Murphy.
Oh, great. So I'm so excited that Food Network celebrity chef Mark Murphy is going to be at the event on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, he will be doing the burger and brews in the beer garden, and that's going to be really awesome. Just a really great meet and greet opportunity. And Saturday, that is some exciting stuff with a chopped style cook-off, including other participating chefs, which are all local chefs from Bucks County, Philadelphia, and then other parts of Pennsylvania.
So he's basically hosting a competition.
Yeah, and he'll also be on hand. I mean, from what I hear, he's really great with, you know, meeting people and signing autographs and just kind of getting in touch with all of his fans and people who love food.
What does this do for Bucks County, having a food and wine festival with a celebrity chef hosting?
I think it really puts us on the map. I know that wherever I go, people know where Bucks County is and they have some little tie to it, whether they've been to Sesame Place or whether they've been tubing on the Delaware River, but kind of opening their eyes to the rest of what Bucks County has to offer as a really great destination.
Do you know how many people you're expecting at the Food and Wine Festival?
The capacity is in thousands, so it's going to be a lot of vendors to take care of all the different people that we expect to come that weekend.
So how many vendors do you have approximately?
So I know that there are the 19 restaurants.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Other than that, I know that there are just, I think it's more than 30 I would like to say.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
And that's a lot of prep, too.
It's, you know, it's all weekend, and it's going to be an endless display of delicious things to eat.
What are some of your favorite highlights food-wise in Bucks County? I know that with Visit Bucks County, you probably have to, like, go. I mean, as part of the job, do you have to eat at different restaurants or check them out?
Yeah, so the Visit Bucks County Restaurant Week, I was at a couple of different spots, and I'll just mention Harvest again. I was first familiar with them when they were in Harrisburg, Hershey area, and then I realized that they were much closer to me in Newtown, and I have to say that their menu is just absolutely amazing. They change it with each season. Everything on their menu for each individual thing that you order is under 500 calories, so it's also health conscious. And then they have those delicious little dessert shooters. So I'm just really a big fan of theirs, personally.
What are some of the highlights of the Food and Wine Festival that you want to tell people about?
So one of the biggest highlights is that there is live music each night. I think that, you know, people maybe think that it might just be like endless drinking and eating, but there's, you know, going to be some different activities and things to do and you know, music to enjoy while you're there.
And a lot of food, too, though.
Yeah. And, you know, you're at Parks Casino, so make a weekend of it. We have some really cool overnight specials that are going on. You can check those out at visitbuckscounty.com at the Courtyard Marriott and Radisson Hotel. That's going to feature discounted rates, late checkout, and then also $25 of free slot play for Parks Casino.
Where do the proceeds go to of this event?
So the proceeds for the event go to Liberté, which is an addiction and recovery treatment center in Bensalem for women and their children. And that's, you know, I mean, I think Parks is really excited to bring people here, but they're also looking to give back to their community. And that's Bensalem is where Parks is located.
How did the folks that put this all together, how did they decide that they want to give the proceeds to Liberté?
I just think that Parks is so connected to their community that I think it was, you know, something that was like a no-brainer for them, that they had these amazing ties with all these different groups that they, you know, just like to give back.
And as far as what Visit Bucks County's role is, what are you guys doing?
We're basically the neighbors of Parks Casino. We're right next door with our visitor center there. And we, you know, just wanted people to get down and explore Bucks County. So if this is your first time coming to Bucks County or your 10th time, just learning more about the area, staying overnight, and just exploring, drinking, eating, everything that we have to offer.
It's really going to point people over. Go there.
Yeah.
And in the future, this is going to be an annual thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the big dream here, that it's, you know, it's going really well so far. And we hope to have more things. Maybe more Food Network chefs will like to stop by, but also more local restaurants to take part. You know, it's a great first start with this year, and we love to see it grow.
What is something about Bucks County food-wise that we might not know?
I think the biggest draw in Bucks County is all of the trails that we have to offer. Just this week, and May is just a busy time for us. Just this week, we're also doing the Bucks County Ale Trail Passport release. That's 15 breweries throughout Bucks County. And once you get the passport, which is digital or, you know, printout passport, you can stop at 5 and then get a free T-shirt. And then also this week is the Bucks County Ale Trail first collaboration beer release. That's going to be a 1682 Kolsch brewed by Free Will and Neshaminy Creek Brewing. So that's just, you know, the ale trail alone. Then we also have the wine trail, the ice cream trail, upcoming whiskey trail. We are so passionate about food, drink, all of that fun stuff in Bucks County. And that's, you know, I think what people need to learn about the most.
So it is a destination for foodies.
Absolutely.
And you have some Visit Bucks County stats for me?
Yeah. We're celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week, and that really for us is a time to connect with our hospitality partners and the residents of Bucks County to let them know that travel does matter. And that's something important for, you know, all residents of Pennsylvania. In Bucks County, that means to us that 8 million people visit annually, generating an economic impact of $1 billion and 28,000 jobs in hospitality work.
So hospitality is hotels, food, drink.
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone from the person that you're checking in with, your night manager at your hotel, to the server, to the person that made your drink, to, you know, the people who own those businesses, as well as all of the farms that benefit from that.
And you mentioned food is a huge part of the tourism industry.
Yeah,
in Bucks
absolutely. I mean, for me, it's something that drives where I go. You know, if I'm going to places like Asheville, North Carolina, I think Pennsylvania is becoming very similar in its regard to food and beer and wine and just all of the amazing things that it has to offer.
Like brewery tours and wineries.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Restaurants. Cheese making, ice cream making.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to tell us about what to expect from the first annual Food and Wine Festival?
It's just going to be a really exciting time. Visit Bucks County will be there, and we can't wait to get our drink on.
All right. Emily Cummins is with Visit Bucks County, and the first annual inaugural Bucks County Food and Wine Festival takes place on May 17th and 18th. It's Friday and Saturday at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.